From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. Six same-sex couples who have sued for the right to marry in Miami-Dade County asked a judge on Wednesday to skip the trial and rule immediately in their favor. But as Rick Stone tells us, their wait is by no means over.
Miami Circuit Judge Sarah Zabel heard 90 minutes of argument from both sides. Then she adjourned the hearing without announcing when she would rule on the couple's motion for an instant verdict known as summary judgment. Lawyer Jeff Cohen said his clients will continue to wait for their marriage licenses.
I wouldn't expect it within a week. I would expect it within a couple of months.
Cohen and others argue that the legal issues had all been settled, first by the U.S. Supreme Court when it struck down the Defense of Marriage Act last year, and then in all the other states where judges have ruled against gay marriage fans since then.
I think the fact that there have been 21 decisions upholding the right of same-sex couples to marry is pretty powerful.
Also confident was Melanie Alanier, who, with her partner Vanessa Alanier, are among the plaintiffs.
We live in Florida. We have a son. We've been together for almost 9 years. So I think that the judge is going to see that.
Opponents argued the Defense of Marriage decision had been misread and that a much older Supreme Court case, one that upheld a same-sex marriage prohibition in the 1970s, should control the decision. And there was another issue. In 2008, Florida voters, by a big margin, banned same-sex marriage with a constitutional amendment that could be overturned by this case. That's what brought Demetrius Brinson to the courthouse with his protest sign.
The vote win. The vote always win. It's not a communist country. The vote always win.
What happens now isn't clear. If Judge Zabel allows gay marriage to begin immediately, or if she doesn't and opts for a trial verdict, there will be appeals that could last for years. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Fabien Cousteau surfed yesterday after living in an underwater lab for a month. You can join us for a live chat with Cousteau right now on our website, WLRN.org. He's telling us about his time spent underwater conducting research on coral and other marine life. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.